Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 23rd, 1902, the Barbados agricultural reporter reported on the conclusion of an inquest into the death of Maria Louise Pigott, 53 years of Mason Hall Street, the city. She was said to have been struck by the ice house van in Broad Street and died a few days later. The inquest was conducted by the acting coroner of District A, Mr. W.W. Goldie, and a jury. Cheeseman Graves, who witnessed the incident, said that he was sheltering from the rain under the gallery of Harrison's on Broad Street. He observed the ice house van approaching at a light trot on the left side of the road. As it reached Crony's drugstore, he saw a woman wearing a veil crossing from the opposite side toward the drugstore. Just before the van reached her, she slipped and fell onto her back. He stated that he was near enough to see everything and that neither the van nor the horse touched her at any time. William Holder, the left side passenger in the ice house van, expressed that the horse-drawn van was traveling along Broad Street at a slow trot. As it approached the ice house near Crony's drugstore, Miss Pigott was seen crossing the road from the direction of the Costas. She was first observed about 10 feet from the van. The driver, Mr. Husbands, called out to her twice. On the second warning, she came into contact with the right side of the van, slipped and fell. He stated that neither the wheels nor the horse ran over her. She was assisted immediately and reportedly said that it was not the driver's fault. She was able to stand and walk into the drugstore. Charles Beckles, a painter from Baxter's Road, supported the previous account but added that the wheel did strike her thigh after she fell. Dr. W.B. Granham, who conducted the post-mortem examination, said that the body was well nourished with no fractures. A 6-inch scar was found on the inner upper thigh from a previous operation. A small bruise-like mark was found near the right groin with no internal injury. While other organs were normal, the heart muscle had become weakened and was partly replaced by fat. The liver was smaller than normal, and the kidneys showed signs of chronic disease. On cutting through the membrane, after opening the skull, about 1 ounce of blood, which had flowed into the brain, escaped. Miss Pigott's death was attributed to cerebral hemorrhage or bleeding in the brain. It was unclear whether this was triggered by the incident. However, given her underlying health challenges, Dr. Granham stated that she could have passed away at any time. A few days after the incident, she was in a semi-comatose condition, breathing stertorously and paralyzed on her left side. Her condition progressively worsened, and by the next day, she was dead. The coroner concluded the inquiry, and the jury returned a verdict of accidental death, as reported in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter on this day, June 23rd, 1902.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.